This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of Luhansk province said Sunday that 30 people were rescued from the rubble of the school village, but the rest probably didn't survive. Meanwhile, UN agencies are working on a master plan to rebuild the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, assuming Russia is defeated. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN task force, which is coordinated by the UN Economic Commission for Europe, would oversee reconstruction efforts. No one is under any illusion about the difficulties the work would involve, least of all Ihor Terekov, the mayor of Kharkiv. He says work on the master plan is being done under continued Russian shelling. He says it would be necessary to start implementing the reconstruction plan immediately after a Ukrainian victory. He speaks through an interpreter.
After the hostilities, I believe that we will be able to recover the city within a period of 2 to 3 years, so that the city of Kharkiv becomes even better than it used to be. We will start to rebuild and recover the city as an ideal city of the future.
Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine and the capital of eastern Ukraine, the epicenter of fighting. It is not possible to determine how long it would take to rebuild Kharkiv or what it would cost while the war rages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Again, dozens are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of Luhansk province said 30 people were rescued. The rest probably didn't survive. This is VOA News. John Lee has been elected Hong Kong's next leader Sunday after winning 99% of votes cast by a largely pro-Beijing election committee, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Lee received 1,416 votes in the chief executive election, far exceeding the 751 votes he needed to win and the highest support ever for the city's top leadership position. The election committee's nearly 1,500 members cast their votes in a secret ballot Sunday morning. Lee will replace current leader Carrie Lam on July 1st. As the only candidate in the polls, Lee was widely expected to win, especially since he had Beijing's endorsement and last month obtained 786 nominations from members of the election committee in support of his candidacy. Lam congratulated Lee in a statement and said she would submit the election results to Beijing. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Relatives of the missing in Cuba's capital are desperately searching for victims of an explosion at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels that killed at least 27 people. Many checked the morgue and hospitals, and if unsuccessful, they were returning to the partially collapsed Hotel Saratoga. A natural gas leak was the apparent cause of Friday's blast at the 96-room hotel. The 19th-century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. The chief of hospital services at the Ministry of Health says 81 people were injured. Militants freed around 60 prisoners during an attack on a jail in northwest Burkina Faso overnight, ransacking offices and setting vehicles ablaze before making their escape to security sources, and a judicial source said. Armed men entered the town around midnight on 4x4s and motorbikes, brandishing Kalashnikovs and heavy machine guns. The militants freed around 60 men from the city jail, its entire prisoner population. That's all from the security sources. Burkina Faso is battling a jihadist insurgency that has spread from neighboring Mali over the past decade, where violent attacks are weekly occurrences. Recapping our top story, dozens of Ukrainians are feared dead after a Russian bomb destroyed a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of Luhansk province said Sunday that 30 people were rescued from the rubble of the school in a village, but the rest probably did not survive. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.